Welcome back on UC Sports Nation, joined now by head coach Barby Cook of the Upperman Volleyball Program. Coach, appreciate you joining us on the program. Last year, your first season with Upperman Volleyball, 16-12, 5-2 in district play. And I want to start it right there. Did you see last year as a success for this program?
I always go in just hoping for the best. And those girls, they were just very interested in learning and just wanted to, come out as a new team and just push their limits. And so it was exciting to take off with them, what they were interested in for the season to be. And they surely worked really hard to get where they were last year.
Coach, I know we had talked a couple of weeks ago in person just about the team a little bit. This year sounds like going to be a very young team. How's the offseason been so far with this young squad?
That is a big thing that everybody is saying, and the girls know it. We are young, but we actually have the mentality set for us. We've had other sports this year to go to state, and those girls keep that in mind. So they are working very, very hard. They have surprised themselves already this season with a few play days and scrimmages that we've already had lined up. So they're excited to get into season and just put forth what they're working for, just to see what their goals can be reached for this season.
Coach, you had mentioned how some of the other teams at Upperman have made it to state, namely the football team made it to the semifinals, and then, of course, the girls' basketball team wins state, and the baseball team as well. How do you try to take this volleyball program, which hasn't really had a ton of success in the past, to that level?
I just take a time to just kind of sit back and also learn and work for, what these girls are intrigued by and what their talents are. Each player learns differently. Each player is at a different level. And so we try to work with that piece by piece and then just kind of apply what we need to apply. But also, I give them different levels to work at. If we sat back and played what we normally had played, it would not help us to get to different levels. So that's what we focus on, is what's going to push us, what's going to drive us to get to that level that we need to get to, like baseball and like basketball and like football. And that was one thing that these girls wanted to be. They want volleyball to be on the board, and so that's what they're working for.
Coach, you had mentioned to me how important it is, especially for volleyball, for the girls to be playing in the off season, and some of them are playing other sports, so it can be tough. But it sounds like a lot more, and especially since you have some younger players, are starting to play in those club volleyball and being able to come up into the program and have a little bit more experience. Does it seem like this squad is kind of in that position?
We have seen more girls come into the programs that we have for travel, and they are just flourishing through just to new levels. And I just kind of also, I see that as a coach, that through travel ball, they're seeing different levels of ball. We're not just sticking into a region that we're used to playing. We are experiencing teams from all over the different states as well. So it does give them a different experience. And then it also gives them a different view of what other volleyball is out there.
We're talking with head coach Barby Cook of the Upperman Volleyball Program right here on UC Sports Nation. They're getting ready to start their season in just a couple of weeks, actually about a week away on August 19th and 20th in the Knox Showdown in Knoxville. Coach, before you guys get to that weekend, you still have some practices lined up, and I want to ask about the team. I know you've mentioned they're young, but who are some players that you think are going to be stepping up this year and making a big impact for the Bees?
We have our two seniors, Abigail Johnson and Aaron Warren. They have absolutely, stepped up to the plate to take over those leadership roles. We still have Lila Cade as a junior, and she's looking forward to this season, and Kaylin Stevens as well. And they have both stepped up as juniors and just helping with that younger group that's come in. We have a lot of sophomores that have come in to varsity. But we actually, this past weekend, brought up a few freshmen as well. So we have kind of entwined with the team. Yes, we are young, but we have girls that are working in different areas of mentoring and just kind of, pushing those girls to a different limit as well, just letting them know what the expectations are for a varsity team.
Coach, what excites you the most about this upcoming volleyball season and it being your second year? You kind of have a little bit more, ground under your feet. You know the girls a little bit more. And what excites you most about this upcoming season for the Bees?
Just to see how far they're going to push their goals and their limits. And like I said, it was kind of, we've kind of been up against with having that younger team, but I really feel like if they come together and the unity is formed and they can push themselves, like we've seen, like I said, like we talked about previously with the play days and the scrimmages that we've already done, they've surprised themselves as well as me sometimes with just what new goals and levels that they can reach. And so we're very interested and excited to see all that come into play whenever season starts.
The Upperman Bees volleyball head coach Barbie Cook right there as they'll get their season started in just a little bit over a week on August 19th and 20th in Knoxville. They'll be in the Knox Showdown, and then on the 23rd they'll be taking on Cumberland County to get district play underway as well. Coach, we appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Thank you.